Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Ladies Night Podcast, episode 6. We are super excited to be coming at you guys for episode 6. We took a little break. Janika just came back from vacation. Alexis was going on vacation to Vegas. And then there's me who stayed at home. So and had a staycation, I guess you could say. So we took a little break. But we are back in full force and ready to keep tackling topics, keep making you guys laugh, keep talking shit, and all that other good stuff. So today, as we are all mothers, we are going to talk about double standards in a lot of ways. Double standards as far as being a mom versus being a dad, the baby mama versus the mother, and what that looks like, and you know, titles and all that sort of thing.
And I got single mom versus single dad.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, single mom versus single dad, definitely. Dun-dun-dun. Right? And we also, I guess it was about 2 weeks ago, because we did do last week, went out and had our own little ladies' night on the town. We went to Rooftop at the Region. Shout out to the Region for a really great time. And then we went out to Tiki Bob's. Shout out to Tiki Bob's. That was another great time. Yeah, everybody met. Well, I can't say everybody. Alexis and Nika made friends and, you know, met some guys. I didn't meet anybody this time, but hopefully next time will be my time. So we are excited to get started and talk to you guys all about that. So to get straight into it, I think we should start with baby mama versus mother and baby daddy versus dad, I guess. And is there really a difference, or is it just like a difference in term, but we make it a bigger difference than it really is? So to start, Lex did find a little meme that has the baby mama versus mother. Were you going to do a drum roll?
Oh, yes.
So who doesn't care about her baby daddy's personal life, nor spends her time trying to manipulate him? She puts her child first and handles her business. Either you're there or you're not. And then the other one is a deadbeat. She believes a baby daddy is supposed to make him stay and tries to use the baby against him, and also makes him and his relationship miserable. She believes she has a point to prove.
And I want to make a point. So on this meme, what really grabbed me, other than the definitions, was the pictures of the moms that they used. So for the baby mama definition.
I just now looked at that.
Yes, if everyone remembers from the old girl from Madea's Big Happy Family that went, Byron!
Right.
And you're going to get this money, and you're going to pay for me, because you're going to owe me, Byron!
You did it pretty well.
She is the picture of the baby mama. She's got her mouth all open, she mad, she yelling. Now the picture for the mother
baby looking all distressed.
Right. The picture for the mother definition is, if you ever seen Tyler Perry's Good Deeds, it's the mom. She's Tangy and For Colored Girls. I can't remember her
Sandy
name.
Sandy Newman.
There we go. Thank you. And if you haven't seen Good Deeds, the story behind the mom in Good Deeds is she was married, and her husband was in the military. He had died in Afghanistan, and unfortunately she did not get the veterans benefits and everything she was promised. And of course she couldn't afford childcare, lost jobs, and she was trying to work, but unfortunately she was basically homeless, and the only job she could really afford to do was the janitorial job at the company Tyler Perry's character worked for. And she couldn't afford to feed the baby, but she was trying her hardest. She really just fell down like on really bad times.
She was on the struggle bus.
She really was. She truly was on the struggle bus. She wasn't neglectful at all. And I remember one scene, the daughter had revealed that she had an 8 in the course. Immediately the teacher's looking at her like, why is she not fed? And she had to do like a quick cover up, and the mom's saying like, you can't tell them that stuff, because of course child protection gets involved. Right, and it brings the wrong situation. So I thought that was interesting in the picture, that they made sure to have those two different pictures, like as far as to match those definitions. I'll go ahead and keep going. We got the babies in the background, y'all. We got another full house today, just so y'all know. Another full house today. What I got, some of this I agree with, some of this I'm kind of like, questionable. Because, as far as like the whole, their deadbeat, the believes the baby's supposed to make him stay, tries to use the baby against him, also makes it like the relationship miserable, believes she's got a point to prove. There are women out here like this, and I feel like they make it bad for the mothers who are really just trying to do it right, which is why the term baby mama gets such a negative connotation to it. And then with the mother part, I wouldn't necessarily say that we don't necessarily care about the baby daddy's personal life. Mm-hmm. Because to a certain extent, we have to, because I'm not about to have my child around no mess. Right. And if you bringing my child around people that ain't about the right, fast-ass women, you got them running. Like, no, I need to know what you're doing. I need to know if you're working. Because we have a child to raise together. So I have to care about your personal life to a certain extent.
And I want my children's father to excel. Like, mm-hmm. I want him to do well. So, of course, I want to know not necessarily what he's doing as far as his social life goes. Mm-hmm. But what are you doing to grow?
Right.
And make yourself better and to secure a better future for yourself and for our kids. Mm-hmm. I'm not raising them by myself.
Exactly. And I need to make also, like, you know, if I need to check him, like, look, you're not setting the right example for our child. Right. I will check him in a minute. Terrence said, yeah, mommy, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree. Of course, I'm going to put myself on the mother's side, like, mm-hmm. the baby mother's side. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I really don't care about my mother's dad's personal life. The only aspect I would say I somehow care about, or even smallly care about, is his girlfriend, because she talks about my daughter and says not so nice things about her. So I feel like if you're going to have a relationship with your dad, then I really don't feel comfortable with you being around that woman.
She and, talk about her.
Mm-hmm, girl, she has talked about her. Like, I'm not going to say all the things she said because I don't want to go there. But she has talked about my daughter pretty bad.
Oh, so she needs her ass beat.
Pretty much. And if we lived, listen, and if we lived in the same city, it probably would have went down. Which, thank God we don't, because I don't need that kind of drama in my
Look
life.
Oh, God.
I know, and right?
See,
I
don't need that kind of drama. He knows that he don't want you in jail.
But, so that's why I don't care about her, but at the same time, I care about my child's safety. So it would make me kind of feel like I need to meet this person, or at least, I don't know. I just feel like I need to see something before I send her over there. But other than that, I don't care about his life. I don't care about her. I really don't care about the other kids. I mean, I guess I should, because those are her siblings. But I really just don't give a damn all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
Take care of your daughter and we'll be cool.
Right.
Like, I don't want you. I think for me, it's been a turn off that he hasn't been the kind of father that I want him to be. So there's never any question about me trying to go back, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's easy for me, I guess, to not fall in the baby mama category. Plus, I try to be a good mom. I'm not trying to run the streets and mm-hmm. still live my life and all that. Exactly. I mean, I'm trying to live my life, but I ain't trying to do it like that.
Of course, I'm a mother.
Right.
Exactly. I like to party, but speaking of partying, when we was downtown for ladies' night, when I was like, y'all let me know when y'all ready to go. I didn't know y'all would be ready to go so soon.
Oh, you should have. We all had a kid-free night. We said, oh, let's go on and hop on this.
Right? Girl,
they come so rarely.
But what's so crazy is that it was like 2:30 and the club closed at 3, so it was time to go, or we would have had to deal with traffic.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I'm always down to stay, but I was just like, you know, I can go.
Y'all, Lauren is shy.
I'm not really a shy. I just don't like to approach guys like that. Like, I've approached a guy, I think, maybe once or twice in my life. But I just feel like, I don't know. I want them to approach me, you know?
Yeah.
Is that weird?
No, I'm a combination. Like, mm-hmm. I like for guys to approach me. But, like, if I'm feeling the vibe or confidence, mm-hmm. if they ain't close enough things, I can't walk way across the club. But if they ain't close enough distance, I might, hi, how you doing? Like, I've done it before. And it's worked out, you know, exchange numbers. We ended up talking for a minute, and then for some other reason, it may have fell apart. But like, I've never like approached a guy and just got flat out rejected. Where it's
I've never got flat out. But I only did twice. But like, I've never gotten flat out rejected, so I don't know why I'm scared to do it. But it's just like, I don't know. I just don't want to have to chase you. I want you to chase me.
Right.
And then when guys do approach me, I am kind of socially awkward. I will say that. That's probably the shyness, because it's just like,
same here.
I want you to lay on the game. I don't want you to grab my hand and then expect me to run the game. You grab my hand and then you ask me how my night is. Don't just, I'm going to grab your hand.
You can do like a combination of two. Like, he can run some game and then you spit some back. And like, so like, kind of like, I met a guy rooftop. And, like, it was kind of like, he had walked past behind me, and was, like, when I was dancing, I was like, oh, my bad. He said, no, you're fine. I just want to let you know, like, I was coming behind. I said, no problem. So, then, you know, he came back around.
Right.
And complimented me on my hair, and I was like, oh, well, thank you. And he was like, yo, it's no problem. So, I took that as, well, let me just go ahead and take this conversation. What's your name? I feel like you just kind of, you just gotta, when you feel the vibe, you just kind of go for it. And then, like, he ended up asking me for my number, you know, because I, you know, showed him I was interested. So you can have a balance.
And you know what? I definitely agree that there has to be a vibe, because I think sometimes if there's not a vibe, then I will be more social. But if there's a vibe, I'm going to be like, okay, let me go ahead and say something funny. Or let me go ahead and smile and just say something to make the conversation longer, you know?
So I did approach a guy at Tiki Bob's. And Lex, she gave me the confidence I needed to walk over there.
Yes, I want everyone to flourish. Flourish.
But I should have stayed where I was.
Oh, my God. What happened?
Right.
I'm telling y'all, when I say I have bad taste, I have bad taste in me.
Because I was here for him. Too, I was rooting for him.
We were all rooting for you.
We were all rooting for you. How dare you?
He looked really cute in the club. But as we got to talking on the phone and I got to looking at his Instagram, I was like, man, maybe he really? But along with that, he doesn't have a house. He doesn't have a car. He doesn't have a job. He doesn't have a license. He has a petty baby mama.
Dang.
He just moved here back to Indy from Miami. And when I asked him, like, why he moved back, he said because his son was here. But his son lives in Evansville, and that's 3 hours away.
I went to school. What's his name? Well, don't say his name. Right. You have to tell me later.
But I should have stayed where I was. It's just, and then I saw him, and he just, I should have stayed where I was. But
did you guys go on a date or something? Or?
No, we didn't go on a date.
That's all I'm saying. It's at least good practice. It still worked.
It was good practice. At least I know I'm pretty enough to approach somebody in the group. But at first, I thought when I was like, I just wanted to give you my number. I didn't want to take up too much of your time after we talked for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, he told me his phone was dead. And in my head, I was like, no, he's lying.
Right. I'm
like, I did all of that for enough.
He's lying. Mm-hmm. But I texted him my name, and he texted me back. When he got his phone cut back on, he called me too much. I don't like all that.
Oh, yeah, I don't like all that extra calling either.
Yeah, I got a job.
So he probably wanted you to take... He said he got a petty baby mom, but she probably got tired of taking care of him. He ain't got no job, no car, no nothing.
He said he pays his child support, but my thing is you got too much time on your hands. You calling people in the middle of the day like people don't got jobs.
He pay his child support, but ain't got...
That's what I'm saying. It don't add
nothing.
Right. And then last night he
called
me.
Two plus two ain't five.
And I was like,
I'd
rather watch
right.
Breaking Bad.
I know, right? Don't you hate that? It's like, I could go without this phone conversation. That's how you know you're really not interested, you know?
But what's so funny about the guy that approached Lex is that he approached her after she had just got finished hitting the chicken head.
Oh my God. Lex freaking killed it. Lex was out there like, okay. I was like, all right, birthday twin. Man, I heard him mixing in right there. I was like, I'm not going to do chicken head. They finally break it down. Here come Lex. Took it in a circle.
I went back.
Flipped her look. She got a little swoop bang. She flipped that little swoop bang back and it flew in the air. Because, you know, rooftop was outside.
I think I was feeling myself too much because I hear Chiggy and I just go back to middle school and the time and the place.
Right, Lex was
clowning. And I can't help it. Like, I was like, okay. And then I was like, yeah, you get it, girl. And I was like, oh, shoot, I know y'all was watching it.
Everybody was watching.
I was like, wait a minute.
And everybody around was like, oh.
I was like, wait a minute.
Girl,
wait a minute.
You represented well for the ladies'
she
night.
Did. I tried.
And when you flipped that bang back and just made it official, like, okay, she's about that life.
Well, you know, you gotta turn up. You know, I was, you know, you can't just go half-ass. You gotta go full out.
I know, right? But you know what? Maybe next time I'll just find a random guy that I don't even care about and just approach him just to see what happens.
Maybe.
Because that'd be a waste of my time. If I'm going to go, I might as well go after something I like.
But, right, exactly.
Well, mine, I thought he was cute. It was a waste of my time. So you just never know.
Well, you know, I had the one time, I can remember approaching a guy. I want to say it was like last summer, and I was at Buddha Lounge, and I was sitting like back. I was drinking, and he was at the bar, and he was by himself, and I was like, you know, he's cute, blah, blah, blah. So I went up and talked to him, and we exchanged numbers, and I was talking, and then he started telling me he was a musician, which is a red flag.
You gotta watch the musician.
He said he wanted to be a rapper. I was like, oh.
Well, he did. He played some instrument. I can't remember what he said. So he was actually a musician, but, you know, he didn't have a job, I think, and he was living with his parents type deal, and I just like, if I have a kid, and I can make it on my own.
Exactly.
So can another grown up with no kid. So I was just like, you know, I'm not even gonna text this number. I got the number, but I'm not even gonna call it. So that was my deal, but I don't know. So Lex, tell us about Vegas.
Vegas was everything. Yeah, I bet. I was there for 5 full days, June 1st through June 5th. I went got there Thursday morning at 7 a.m. Vegas time and left and got back at like 1 o'clock Indiana time. Monday night. I am kind of struggling. It's been this time change. Right, you know, really 3 hours behind, so I'm struggling. But I did have so much fun. We went to a pool party. We went to 2 clubs, went to Jewel Nightclub, Lil Jon from the East Side Boys had DJ'd, okay. Went to Dre's Nightclub, saw Big Sean perform, he was dope. I was like, Big Sean, you're so fine! I couldn't help it, I just think he's so fine, he's the pretty white teeth and just the sexiest lips, and I just like, Janae Aiko, you are so lucky, girl, you're just so lucky.
Right, he is cute.
And then, highlights of the trip was my best friend got engaged and I got to be a part of it. I was so happy for her. There was like tears everywhere. And then
that is exciting.
Yes. And then the couple's anniversary that we went for, they announced they're expecting their baby, which is wonderful. So it's like love was in the air. And I didn't get a chance to go, like, we turned up, but I wasn't like drunk off my butt or nothing like that. Maybe just because liquor is expensive.
I bet.
But I ate to my heart's content. I had one food. The pool party, we had like a day bed couch. We had like a curtain where we could get food and drinks and stuff. Four of us, we had like swimsuits with sayings. We like all planned to get swimsuits with sayings. Mine said beach, please.
Oh, yeah, your swimsuit was cute. Yeah.
Thank you, girl.
Y'all should have seen Instagram. You were looking cute the whole time, I thought.
Mm-hmm. I look back and it's like, it's so crazy since we just talked about body positivity. It was like, after the trip, like, oh, just like during the trip, I was looking at my picture and I was just like, who am I? I was like, right. Girl.
I just did the same thing. I was looking at my Miami
pics
and I was like, girl.
I was like, who did I think that I was, you know? And I'm like, I'm still getting likes on pictures. Like, a couple likes. I got a couple pictures. I got like 100 something likes. So I got 70. Yeah. 60. And I said, okay. I made sure I beat my face. And,
right.
You know, and folks is like, push through. Yes, let's come through. You know, I was like, thanks, right. Y'all. Okay, y'all hyping my head up. Look, y'all make me feel real good. I appreciate it, though. But I was just like, no, I really do look good. And, like, I took, like, swimsuit pictures. You know, like, I was kind of, like, in the moment. But then I kept looking at my swimsuit picture, and I was like, let me do a, like, comparison. Because I could see where my waist really was slimmer. And, like, my hips were, like, just, it was like, bam, boom, pow. And I was like, and even my legs looked slimmer from, like, walking and all the stuff I was doing. And when I put the picture of where I was, like, when I really first started, that was, like, March 13th, I was like, oh, my gosh. I was like, I had weighed before the trip. I was like, let me just see. And, no, I didn't reach my goal. I didn't get to my goal of what I wanted to do, which is, like, 15 to 20 pounds. I lost. I was still, like, around the 8 or 9. I was still kind of, like, around there. But I just, when I saw the difference, I was just like, oh, my gosh. I was like, I love it. I was like, and I realized like how confident and comfortable I really felt. Like, I was happy with my curves. I was like, you know, I look great. So I was like, you know, I'm just going to post this. And it was like, honestly, the first time I really felt so confident and so comfortable with how I looked and being a mom, like getting dressed up, looking cute, walking the strip in my heels. I had to sit down a couple times, but that's okay. that's what happens when you got new heels. You got to break them in, you know? So I just, and like, I had confidence on my hair from complete strangers, folks who thought it was my hair. Now, I ain't gonna lie, this was my pet peeve. So this girl, she was trying to be nice. She was nice. But, you know, I just want to say, white people, y'all do not have to ask to touch our hair. Like, just compliment and move on. She tried. She was like, oh, my gosh, your hair is so beautiful. And I was like, thank you. And she asked before she just reached out and touched it. Like, can I touch your hair? But her hand was, like, already in mid-journey to my head. And I was like, no. And I was like, no, I don't let people touch my hair. She's like, oh, I'm sorry, I don't understand, but it's just so pretty. And I'm like, I ain't like, I noticed anything in my hair. This is a weave, but it, I bought it, so it's right. Mine.
And I ain't no damn animal at the zoo, ho.
Exactly. I'm just like, I don't understand. But it's like, I just, like, I get it, you know. It's
fascinating. I get it. I've never wanted to touch white hair.
I get the fascination because
I never thought, oh my God, that's so different than mine. I mean, it is different, but I've never thought it's so different.
But it's because our hair is so, like, adaptable and flexible. Their hair can't do, they gotta wash their hair every other day because of all the oil.
They already want to see what the texture is.
If it rains, they smell like wet dog, you know. And this is no shade because I have white friends, but I'm just trying to let y'all, like, that irks the living crap out of me. Like, how would you feel? Like, and I don't want to put my hand in your hair because no shade, but I might get lice. So I don't want to do that.
That was a little shady.
I don't care, it was a little shady. But no, I'm just kidding.
But I feel you though.
But it's just like, how would they feel if I was just like your hair, right, you know, was in all these pretty wand curls? And I was like, oh my gosh, your hair. Like, they would be so bad. So I was just like, why? Yeah. I never got that. You know, that was my one, like, pet peeve thing that happened.
I don't like that either. I remember one day I was at work, and there was this girl. We were standing there talking, and she was saying something about my hair. And as we were talking, I see her hand reaching out to, like, grab my, yes, to touch my hair. And I didn't even realize till the conversation was over that the whole time her hand was going out, my head is, like, moving to the side away from her hand.
Yes.
And so she finally just put it down, and then I stood back straight up, and I was just like, that's
like,
awkward.
I just want to know who told them that that was okay.
Right?
Like, who told them that it's okay to touch someone else's hair like that? Like, my hair, like, why would I, not even just in general, it's like, my hair is done. Why do I want your hand all in my hair messing it up? Like,
right.
I don't get that. But, yeah. But, you know, other than that, like, I honestly, I really, I was like, I felt super confident. I was like, you know, I may not got to where I was. I was like, but I looked freaking awesome.
Right.
And I'm like, you know, I'm going to celebrate the fact that I got it to this point to where I just felt completely comfortable. And I was like, you know, my curves was on point and the hips was out, the thighs. And the, I said, oh, someone's going to slide in the DMs off this. Somebody going to. If they don't slide in the DMs, they're going to see me personally and be like, yeah, so I saw that picture. And I'm going to be like, uh-huh.
Right.
You liked it, didn't you? Yeah. So, you know, like, that picture alone's got, like, 160 likes now. And I can't even imagine. I've never had a picture have that many likes. Well, except maybe if it was, like, something. No, actually, you know what? That's really, like, the one, like, a picture of myself. I've never had a picture get that many likes.
That's crazy.
So that's why I think people were just inspired. Like, I had another friend of mine. I was a mom. She was like, this is so nice to hear. Like, I think we just all need a little encouragement sometimes,
absolutely,
you know?
Absolutely.
And, like, everyone just saying, like, Lex, you look great. Don't worry about the scale. Like, you just keep going and doing it for you, you know. I really appreciate all the encouragement with that. But, yeah, I would definitely do Vegas all over again. I want to go back next year. Our hotel was beautiful. The food was amazing.
What hotel did you stay at?
We stayed at the Vidara, which was on the, it's on the strip. It's across from the Aria. The Vidara and the Aria apparently are sister hotels.
Got you.
And, like, we got to, my friend, because she done done Vegas and she knows how to do all this stuff. She was had promoters. We got into the clubs for free. We didn't have to wait in the line.
I know, that's right.
But I'm letting y'all know now, drinks are expensive. So, yeah, just make sure you budget for food, alcohol, and gambling. Just make sure you budget for those.
As you do on any vacation. Maybe not for gambling, but you should have a good budget regardless, you
definitely,
know?
Definitely, definitely. But my favorite place to eat was, like, was Fatburger and Caesar's Palace Buffet.
It was so good. Yes. And Caesar's Palace. I have to keep that on my list in case I go.
Yes.
So, definitely. My question is, would you guys go on a one-night stand on vacation?
Well, okay. So, I had asked my friends. I was like, so, am I allowed to get D on this vacation? They was like, not in Vegas. I'm like, why Vegas?
Why not?
Because I guess, you know, Vegas is Sin City. You don't know where people been. And I was like, okay.
Well, I won't say all the reason, but girl, put a condom on. Call it a day.
I know, but it's like, that does kind of make a good point. I was like, maybe if I went to a different city, but not, maybe not Vegas.
I mean, what other city? Like, I feel like Miami would probably be more,
then that's true,
virally infected than Vegas, just because it's the beach. Everybody's already half naked. Then they like, we turn up, we drunk, and we can get this quick in the bathroom because she got on her swimsuit knocking on my trunks.
That's
you
true.
Know?
That's true.
Which I don't know. Anywhere you go, it's the gamble. That's why it's important to be safe regardless.
That's right. Exactly. You know, if I don't know. Like, maybe if I was in a room by myself, yeah, but like in a city like Vegas where it's like, you know, people are crazy nowadays, I wouldn't do it. Like, you'd have to come back to my room. Like, if we had a room where like it was like a townhome or something like that, everybody had individual rooms, then yeah, then there's people there, I can scream and holler.
Right.
But if I gotta go to your room, like, that puts me in a vulnerable situation. I don't like the idea of that. So definitely, they would have to come to my room if I'm gonna do something.
Okay. Definitely. What about you, Nika? Would you take somebody down on vacation, like somebody you met?
I have before.
Have you?
Yeah. Okay, girl.
Okay, I'm saying if I was in like Jamaica or somewhere and the man was.
Yeah, fine. Jamaica, I would go ahead because we on the island. You ain't gonna see me again. Right. I gotta text a whole passport for me to get back here.
So where
I
were you Jamaica. At?
PCB.
Oh, okay.
Sophomore year.
That's probably worse than Vegas.
Yeah, I think everybody takes somebody down to PCB.
I was so drunk. Like, I had so much Long Island iced tea. Every time since then that I've had the opportunity to do it, I can't do it. Always freak out at the end and be like, what if he has AIDS?
Oh, my God. Well, did you use it? Hopefully you use protection,
though. Yeah.
See, that's why I was still a Lex. Like, you know, use protection. But I just, it's not 100%, but I mean, shit. It's 98. No, I'm just playing.
Whenever I'm in Atlanta, I'll be like, what if he got AIDS? If I'm anywhere else, I'd be like, he's got to slash my throat.
Right. But Atlanta, D.C.
I have
before. Oh, yeah, Atlanta, I've been scared.
And it was okay. I've had better.
You were that drunk girl. Should have been the best D.I.C.K. of your life.
I know. I think I started sobering up and realizing what was happening.
Oh, and then it's like, this isn't fun anymore.
Like, what am I doing? My number's going up and I don't even know
him. Right. I didn't mean to be here. I was just on the horny after alcohol.
Right.
That's crazy. But I feel like, you know what, if I was on a vacation with my girls and I'm just like a young single woman, you know, maybe not that I have now that I have Hunter, which she doesn't really make that big of a difference. But if you had caught me like between 21 and I won't say how old I am, but between 21 and some years near there, then I might have been like, okay, yeah. This is fine. This is okay.
Look at me leaving out his name. Boy, you've been.
Right. Do you think there's... Okay, so we said we were going to talk about double standards. As far as, like, when men go on vacation and women go on vacation, do you think we expect men to, like, go out of town with their boys and turn up and do the unthinkable, whereas women is just like, oh, they're just going to go and have a girls' night. And she's a whore if she does otherwise.
I think men expect us to go out of town and cut up. Because every time I went out of town when I had a boyfriend, it was like, be down there, fuck it.
He said, don't do nothing funny.
He was like, you're going to be down there fucking.
Damn.
Like, and I read about that somewhere else. About how girls go on girls' trips and have like a one-night stand because they're typically more committed in relationships. So when they go out on girls' trips, that's their time to let loose. But
I think that's what the logic in my head is.
Yeah, but I feel like men and women do the same thing as far as the double standards go. Be quiet. When it comes to going out of town and doing your thing.
Right. Yeah, I think it is. I think it's the same. I think, like you said, for women, especially because it's like, it's nobody we know. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so we don't have to worry about word getting around and us getting talked about. Because the double standard really is at home. When we come home, there's like a double standard. Oh, you fucked the thing out of town, you're a hoe. Where it's like, you know, we can just hide it.
Yep. And like, if you see me out of town and I'm at the club, I'm gonna cut up. But if you see me at the club,
right,
where I'm around people I know, I'm gonna just stand there with my drink.
Right, y'all definitely saw me at the club last week. If I was here in Vegas or Miami, I would not be doing what I did last week. Y'all would be like, is Lauren okay? Did she drink too much?
Right.
Did somebody send her dancing. A drug? Which I did sometimes, but I don't really twerk as much anymore. I don't know. I like to in my mirror at home.
I like to twerk. People turn 22, 23 and don't want to dance no more. But I have so much fun when I go out and just dance and pop my booty.
I know, right? Maybe my booty's too small. Maybe that's the problem.
No, because I got a friend that ain't got a booty and she could twerk probably better than me.
Damn. So let's talk about double standards. What do you guys think about double standards?
Well, there are different aspects, but I feel like women always get the short end of the stick.
I was going to say, are there any situations where women are on the winning side of the double standard? And there probably are. We just maybe sleep on them because it's our side.
Maybe when it comes to like a job or something.
Yeah,
like
that's how I think.
Hiring a black woman versus hiring a black man. But when it comes to single parenting and expectations as far as being a parent period goes and like cheating or...
I just want to pause and say, I really want this little girl to get off my lap. But yeah, I agree. Double standards definitely are in the men's favor when it comes to cheating and being sexually active and choosing a partner and all that sort of thing.
Because, like, men, they can hunch whoever they want to, however many girls they want to, and it's no big deal. It's expected of them. But if a woman does it, she's a hoe and she ain't gonna get wiped or whatever. That's annoying. Can't she just be grown and want to do what she like to do?
I feel like the double standard comes in as far as single mothers and fathers with dating. Because you constantly hear, you know,
with mothers, like, don't be bringing a whole bunch of men around your kids and da da da. And yet men will have rotating doors with women. And it's like, yeah, it gets looked down upon, but no, I feel like nobody makes as big of an emphasis as they do when it comes to mothers.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like that's where the biggest double standard comes into play. Or like, you know, I feel like some instances, as far as like, and you're having, if you have multiple baby mothers or multiple baby daddies or whatever, I still feel like sometimes, well, I feel like it can depend on the situation, the moms and fathers can be even, but I do still feel like moms still get looked at more as far as having multiple baby, or multiple, yeah, baby fathers, you know.
Yes.
It's like, oh, she got all these babies, you won't be dealing with, and all these kids, and da-da-da-da. You don't want to be dealing with all that. And then, like, even with the father, if the father even has multiple baby mothers, at the end of the day, the father's still more likely to get a girlfriend versus the mother being able to get a boyfriend. Like, because regardless, oh, we women, we want somebody. So, even if she got to deal with three baby mamas, she's still going to go for the guy because she wants to be with him. For whether it's with a man.
If he's quality. I don't know
if he's quality. Yes, if he's quality. He's got to, you know, if he's quality. You know, but as far as with women, like, immediately it's like a turn off. It's like, how many child children father? How many kids she got? Because the first question is always, so how many kids she got? She got two. Okay, or by they by the or three. She okay, they by the same or different dads. Like, that's always me the first question. And we ask it with guys too, but I just feel like it always comes up more with the women versus the men.
True.
And that's just how it is.
Another thing, I feel like single fathers are looked at as like heroic. Like,
they are.
He's taking care of his kids. Mm-hmm. The mom ran out. But if it's a woman,
it's like, that's your father.
Right.
You knew he wasn't going to, the baby wasn't going to make him stay.
You knew that.
You knew what was going to happen.
You chose that. That's your job. Like, you supposed, like,
right.
Yes.
I hate that. And I hate it. That makes my blood boil.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, I am no different than a guy.
Mm-hmm.
I just happen to have to carry this around for 9 months, but I'm just as equally attached as he is.
And I have a friend who, he's not really a single dad. I mean, he does have his daughter a lot, but him and his daughter's mother, they co-parent very well. But when he has his daughter, she goes to her grandma's house, and not because he sends her over there, but just because his mom wants her.
Right.
And I feel the same way. I think that's common among men. Like, the right. grandparents mm-hmm. are quick to step in and
for
help.
The little days. The 3 days they get a week, they're going to drop them off at their mama's house. Not all of them, but I have seen that with, like, a lot of guys.
Because I know when I send my kids home, they're probably with their grandparents a lot. Now, they are with their dad for a nice amount of time, but they do spend a good amount of time with my mom and with his mom.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever. But if I was...
Wait,
you don't have to have everything somebody got. But anyway,
that sucker, I should have never opened it up.
Mommy Mo, Paul, the mommy moment.
I was going to say, like, I feel guilty when I send my kids to Kentucky and I come back and I have fun and I turn up or whatever. But I know he probably don't feel that way when I got him most of the time.
He probably feels like, oh, they're with their mom, they're safe, mm-hmm. they're where they should be. And that's how you should feel when they're with their dad.
One time I sent my kids to Kentucky and I was like, does that make me a bad mom if I send them down there and just leave them without letting them go?
And see, I wonder, like, do fathers ever feel guilty? Like, I feel like we're always, we are the ones to feel like, oh, dang, I done went and turned up, or like, or maybe I, you know, I did something 2 weekends in a row that I wanted to do. You know, but I wonder, do dads ever feel like that? Do they feel guilty? Do they ever question, like, should I go out with my boys 2 nights in a row, or should I stay here and give mom a break? Like, do they ever really sit and think about, like, you know, how is this going to affect? You know, I feel like we're always the ones that get stricken with guilt all the time. And I feel like it goes back to the pressures and, like, standards that we're expected to have. Like, honestly, I think there's more standards on the mother than the father sometimes.
I agree. There's this page I follow on Facebook. I can't remember the lady. She has this thing that she calls wife school, which I guess she, like, I guess it's like seminars she does or whatever. But one of the things she posted this past week said something about how it's in a man's natural nature to hunt and seek sexual variety. And so his wild oats, that's just another form of hunting. And that's what he's instinctively supposed to do. And I'm just like, I don't know about that. Like, I don't know about that. Just to say that's his instinct. Everybody's horny instinctively.
It may be biological. It's human nature for everybody to be horny and want to have sex. And men just get a pass.
They get such a pass.
I mean, biologically, yes, men are taught to, and biologically and also like nature versus nurture, they're taught to be the providers, the hunters. They're taught, they're taught to be that. But at the same time, I feel like it shouldn't be a complete excuse either. Like, you can be nurturing sometimes, too. Right. I don't always have to be. We are emotional creatures. But I don't always have to be the emotional creature. You can take on some of the sensitivity and emotions, too, sometimes. You want to cry? You can go ahead and cry.
I want you to cry.
I cry.
Right. You know what's up. Shoot.
Speaking of men, what you were just saying about it's men's nature to cheat, basically. It's a double standard when it comes to cheating.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
Because I think we're supposed to accept it more when a man does it. But when a woman cheats, it's like a man's world comes just crashing down.
I know,
they
right?
They cannot take it's the same ego. Show.
It all comes back to you. Because a man never thinks his woman is going to leave or cheat. And then when she does, it's like...
It's like you killed his mama and all his sisters.
Mm-hmm. Right? Like, sorry, bro. This is how it happened. But I agree. We are supposed to help have men cheat or... Oh, boys will be boys, and that's just what men do. They get bored sometimes, but it don't mean nothing. Mm. But if we cheat, it has to be like an emotional thing.
Mm, yeah.
Women cheat out of emotion. Like, I couldn't just want some better D every once in a while. You know what I mean?
Like, I do feel like some of it is emotional, but some of it could also be physical. I just think more often, most time, if we are cheating, it's because... Well, if any person cheat, well, I don't say if any person. Sometimes people cheat just because they're greedy. Like, point blank, you're just greedy. Yeah, but then, like, if you're in a committed relationship, if you're cheating, it's because you're not getting something at home. Like, whether it's the vulnerability, whether it's being pleased sexually, you know, the communication is lacking, the quality time, like, something is clearly missing. And if you're not communicating what that thing is, mm-hmm. then that's how cheating and all that gets caused. And the emotional cheating, like, you know, the sex could be great at home, but if your husband's not listening to you and this man over here is, like, no, you won't have sex with him, but you're getting emotionally attached, like Diane did in the Why Did I Get Married 2 sequel. She never had sex with this guy that was like her office, mm-hmm. like coworker or lawyer or partner or whatever.
She came
but,
and gave it to, what's the name?
Yeah, right? But like, and Tyler Perry knew. He was like, baby, I've been known. He was like, 63 days, you came in here and made love to me like you never made love to me before.
Right.
22 days ago, you started wearing this new lingerie. 12 days ago, you bought this new perfume. I was saying, boy, you better have these days counted.
Right.
I said, all the receipts. And she just sitting there looking guilty like, baby, I'm so sorry.
Right.
Most men don't do that. They ain't counting days.
Right.
And I thought that's how you shows he was really committed. He truly loved his wife. He knew her like the back of his hand. Like, baby, I know.
Right.
I saw the spring in your step.
Right.
You was around here singing.
You so silly.
Look, singing. And it wasn't about Jesus alone. We know that.
Right. Brought flowers home.
Right. I'm like, where's the card? Oh, they must have not put, there wasn't one in there.
Right, that's funny. But yeah, I definitely feel like when people say cheating, it has to be emotional with the woman. For a guy, it's all about physical. And I don't know, I've never cheated on anybody. Have you guys ever cheated?
No.
Unfortunately.
I did kiss the guy when I was in a relationship, but I stopped. It was like, it was in my room, and it just happened. It was like, wait, no, I have a man. I was like, wait, I forgot I have a boyfriend. I had a relationship in a minute, so I was like, wait a minute.
You said I forgot.
I was like, wait a minute, I have a boyfriend, we can't do this.
Right.
Sorry.
I was like, wait, I'm so sorry. And I hadn't told him that I had got a boyfriend. Like, it was just kind of like happened in the moment, so.
Got you.
Yeah.
And why don't you tell us about when you cheated, Janika?
Okay, it was a couple of times, y'all.
She had a small affair. A small fling. That's a fling. Affair is a long period of time. She
said you had a small affair.
Okay. That's what
you had an affair.
We were together for 8 years. And I was like a tit for tat cheater. Like, if he cheated on me, I would cheat back on him.
Oh.
And so a part of it was emotional, a part of it was revenge.
Talking about revenge.
Right.
All summer 17.
I always wonder if I would revenge cheat. If I would ever revenge cheat.
Yeah, I mean, you just get to a point where you be like, well, he cheated on me.
Right.
I've heard of people do that out of revenge. Like, well, shoot, he hurt me, I'm going to make him hurt worse.
Yeah, it was this one guy. Well, I had found out that he cheated on me. I went through his phone.
Hi, my daddy.
And there was this one guy that had been trying to get with me for years. It had been at least 3 years that he had been trying to talk to me.
Damn.
So one night I got drunk.
Damn. I didn't know you was a savage like that.
Girl.
I did not know you was a savage
like that.
I'm
not proud.
Savage. I ain't mad at you at all. Well, I ain't never cheated. And you know what? I always say if I did, the guy would never ever find out because I would be that good at it.
See, my conscience would... If I did do it, my conscience would eat me alive. And then it's like I would have to. Because it's just like, I know what it's like to be cheated on. So it's like, I wouldn't want to do it to anybody else. But if I did, I would feel so bad.
I mean, I might feel bad, but it depends on why I cheated. Because that's why I said I've never cheated. Because I've never, you know, been in the situation where I guess, needed to. But if I did need to, and if I decide to cheat, that means obviously I love you enough to want to stay. So I'm just going to get what I need really quick and come on back home and try to hide it and be like, you know, I love you, babe.
So it was like my spring break thing. That was just a fling. That wasn't emotional or anything. That was just on spring break day. And then he had cheated on me. And I got my revenge cheating out. Then he cheated on me again. So I cheated on him again. And he just could not take it. Like, he could not let it go that I cheated on him. But if I ever brought up him cheating, he would be like, oh, that's in the past.
Another double standard.
Right. Like, oh, my God.
But
we're expected to let it go and move on. But the old.
You bring it up. Oh, shit.
Right.
But when I cheated on him, like, he didn't want to talk to me. He didn't want to look at me. He didn't want to touch me. He was just like, peace. And ultimately, it led to the demise of our relationship, amongst other things. But I tell him all the time, I could have let go of the cheating. That's something he couldn't do. But right. I could. You know, we was young.
Right.
I knew he loved me, and I loved him, but...
Right, and we just getting our, you know, sowing our wild oats. It's not just a man thing. Obviously, it's a woman and man thing. Like, so,
like, I was with him since I was 16. Right. So, I felt like if I didn't get it out of my system...
Right,
we don't really have some problems down the line, but we ain't together, so we have problems regardless.
He should have been thankful you were honest.
Yeah, right. I always told on myself, like, I was a good cheater. He always used to say, he's so sneaky.
Exactly, that's the thing. I would be a good cheater. You would never find out.
We are women. We're the slick ones. If we were to cheat, we're not like men. Because, see, men, I mean, I have a conscience, like I said, on the poker face. But if I really could keep the secret, like I said, I kept my friend's engagement from her and nobody knew that I knew. If I really had to keep a secret, I could keep it. So if I really didn't want to tell a man I cheated, you would never know. But men, on the other hand, they act guilty. They just do dumb stuff to just show that they're guilty. Just like when perfect example. My ex-boyfriend, we were like talking on and off for years. No, it's just since we were teenagers. Finally got together my fourth year of college. Well, junior year, sorry, going into my first senior year of college, actually. So, you know, and a lot of the reason why is we never officially got together because there was always another girl in the mix. Like, every time a girl would just pop up. And I was like, you know what? I'm tired. But then he came around, was like, I really want him to work this out. He was talking marriage, the future. I'm like, okay, if it was anybody else, I'd be like, no, but because we've known you for so long, I'm going to give you this last chance. So everything was really good at first. Really good. And then I started seeing little stuff that come up. So, like, the first thing was some random girl from, like, way, way back in the day. And I was like, you know, I'm actually not going to take this too much to heart because I saw her cause drama when me and him were just friends and, like, other relationships that he was in. So, I was like, okay, I ain't going to take her to heart. But then, like, well, now his child's mother, because the cheating resulted in her getting pregnant. He always with the ratchet hoes. They get big and bold.
It's
always the ratchet hoes that are downgraded. That not cute at all. She ain't got no edges. Y'all, when I say she literally has no edges,
something look like a pop balloon.
Oh, she was this thick, skinny ratchet girl with the post roll ponytail.
Damn, but they love no them edges. Ratchet hoes.
Yes,
them ratchet hoes must got because good they ass pussy.
Because they literally be on their ball sack and they take whatever they, you know, they give them. And they just want to be able to say that I got your man. But it's like,
uh-huh, girl, I got your man. How my pussy
yeah, day? It's this and shit. And that's it. She knew who I was.
No, I'm just
because
kidding.
Because she done coming on the Facebook page, talking about I love my baby, da-da-da-da-da. And I told him, I was like, okay, I don't know who she is. I know your other exes. Whoever she is, you better check her. I don't know if you done sold her a dream from back in the day. Right. But you better check her. And so then, I'm big and bold myself. I'm like, so who is you, girl? Who is she? Like, well, we've been together for 7 months and da-da-da. I'm like, boo-boo, we've been together for 6. And I've known him for 6 years. I ain't never heard of you. But then, like, slowly but surely, I started putting pieces together. I was all on his page. Next thing you know, I wasn't on his page. Like, the bar picture wasn't the profile picture no more. Said in a relationship, somehow it got taken off. I asked him, like, why don't it say in a relationship on your profile no more? Facebook malfunction. And at first I was like, okay, because Facebook do malfunction, so I'm okay, but I'm like, uh-huh. But then stuff just started coming up and coming up and coming up. I rode down with my friends from Bloomington to Indianapolis because she came at me and called me fat and she knew. She's like, you ain't got no car and you out of shape and
they always want a pillow.
They do.
Hold on, I was like, hold on, you telling the bitch my business?
Yeah, and that's the thing. I was like, yeah, she's now, she literally said, you all the way in Bloomington, you ain't got no car, you're out of shape ass, what can you do for him? I was like,
oh, hell no. She need to
take care of her.
I was like, so clearly she don't know. I said, so clearly she don't know who I am. Okay. Boo-boo, I done been around since I was 14. He was 16, 17. And I'm still here. I ain't never had a car. But I sure had a rental car and got a hotel for his birthday. And he was happy, chipper. So, okay. I do just fine for him. Just fine.
Right.
But, you know, like I said, the relationship ended up in, it ended. But it was just like, What got him caught was because, see, this, like I said, this is where men slip up. You got the big, bold, ratchet bitch that don't care that said, yeah, I'm with your man. I did this.
Okay, she sold him out. Play
your role.
Right, exactly. She sold him out because I was supposed to go to Indianapolis for a wedding. She come texting me like, oh, I can't wait to see you at the wedding. I'm like, who is this? She's like, you already know who this is. I'm like, girl, I just saw you post about a whole nother dude you was with, so why don't you just quit playing these games? She busts him out and reveals, well, you know, you won't be laughing when this baby come. And he's been staying at my house for the last 2 weeks. I said, okay, so of course, I'm calling him. I'm calling his mama.
Right.
Because at this point, I'm like, what this talking about? He get on the phone. I'm like, so is it true? He right. goes, well, she don't know if she pregnant. I said, so you didn't even have sense enough to wrap it up that she was going to cheat?
Right. All right, bro. Deuces.
Like, really, bro? Have a nice life. It's like, you messed it up your dang self. That's what I'm saying. They do stupid stuff. You didn't wrap it up. You already knew what she was about because she didn't already try to, you know, be all on your page and everything. So you didn't even get a girl that could keep quiet.
Right. And my thing is, why would you get a ratchet girl pregnant that's already fighting and yelling and arguing with your current girlfriend? You don't think she gonna be ratchet and fighting, arguing, yelling at you when you don't do what she wants you to do with your baby?
And that's basically what happened. They ended up being together, whole bunch of drama. She wanted to fight me while pregnant. Oh, because soon after we broke up, that was 2012. 2013 is when my mom had her stroke. So, of course, he checks on me because, his mom is checking on me, all this stuff. She mad because he checking on me and stuff. I'm like, girl, all he did was check, all we did was just talk about what's going on with my mama. She's like, you need to give him up. I'm like, I'm not chasing him.
I hate ratchet hoes anyway. I'll take a hood hoe over a ratchet hoe any day.
So, yeah, first, that's where y'all mess up. If you gon' cheat, you need to make sure you have a hoe that can keep her ass quiet. Because that's what's the problem. That's your
discreet.
First. That's keyword, your, the streets be discreet. Talking. Be talking. And it always gets back some way, somehow. So so while y'all thinking and everything's covered up,
listen,
it's really not.
If you gon' cheat, you need to find you a girlfriend that has a boyfriend of her own.
Yeah.
Because she ain't gonna say shit.
Nope.
And you ain't gonna say shit. Because y'all both got something to lose.
Yep.
That's who I cheated with.
See, I'm just saying.
He had a girlfriend, I had a boyfriend. He knew when to text, when not to text.
Exactly.
He would come pick me up for lunch during my class breaks. I know
what's it's grimy either way.
He knew his role, though.
But I'm just saying.
He knew his role.
Yeah. It's just somebody with some sense.
Somebody with some sense and somebody that has something to lose. If you're going to put yourself in a situation where you got something to lose, make sure they do too. And that's whether it's relationships, a business relationship, you know what I mean? Anything. we fucking with these nothing ass hoes.
Exactly. Exactly. And then now, and like he, they have a child together. Now, he loves his daughter. I mean, absolutely loves his daughter. And like,
as
after,
he should,
after so. All that happened, we became friends again. You know, we had our own like little conversations and stuff. And she is the cutest little girl. Like, she looked like him, thank God. And so like, yeah, she's completely adorable. But no, they're not even together. And like you said, she calls him all the grief she caused with our relationship. I'm like, now see, you threw away our relationship and our possible future for her. And see, now you're stuck to her for life because now you have a child with her. And
right.
Can't go back now.
See, with Hunter's dad, I was started out as the cheaty, and I didn't know in the beginning, but then after I found out, I still fucked her from time to time, and that's how Hunter came into the picture. But I never purposely tried to, like, cause drama in their life. I think me and his girlfriend had words over the phone, like, one time, and I think I was calling him, and somehow she answered or something like that, and so, of course, we had some words. But I never was, like, the type to, bitch, even up to like 2 years ago, we would argue on Facebook, and it was more so because she would write me like, why are you asking for money? That baby ain't hit. You know, little shit like that. I was never like the argue with the girlfriend. Let me call her up. Let me, you know, try to make this happen. Let me break this apart. Because right. I feel like, nigga, if I could take you from somebody else, then I probably don't want you. And it's probably not even going to be what I think it's going to be.
But you know what I mean? What I always say, like, with women, they're always like, well, I took your man and da da da. And, you know, people always say, like, if you were able to take him, clearly he wasn't mine to begin with.
Right.
And you know what? I'm okay. You know, right. Honestly, like, okay, you took my man. You quote-unquote took him. But think about how you got him. Right. You got him when he was in a whole relationship with me. So that goes to say about you and your morals and values and his too.
And about
so
your honestly, skills. You had to play off another bitch to get a man.
Like, exactly. Like, you can't even go and get your own man for off real. Your own qualities and your own self. So that just goes to show me how insecure you really are. So actually, you did me a favor. Thank you. Go ahead, take him. Have him. Because I really don't need him, nor do I want him. So, honestly, who really won in the situation?
Right.
I did.
I know. That's how I feel about a lot of situations. Like, thank God I wasn't stuck. Thank God for the sticky move.
So, yeah, I can't stand when women say it. I take him. What did you take?
Right. My problems, my headache.
Go ahead, girl. I'm cool. Because once I found out he was cheated, I was done with him anyway. So,
right.
Go ahead, have him. Enjoy and have a nice life.
Do y'all follow Jess Hilarious on Instagram?
I do not.
Oh my gosh, she's so funny. But she was talking about how your ex-boyfriend's girlfriend be trying to make it a big deal about having your man, and she be like, you act like I ain't the reason you got him anyway. Like, I know this nigga. Like, I don't want him no more.
Right, like, I didn't break up with him. Like, I didn't pack up his shit and say, okay, I'll see you later. You know what I mean? Right. Like, girl, if I wanted that, I got it. That's how I feel kind of about my ex. I feel like he and even kind of his little girlfriend, because we still kind of the same social circle. So I feel like sometimes they'll do little stuff, or he'll post stuff of him and her just so I can see it. Because it's like, I have a whole new Facebook now. Or not new. I reopened my old one that I had before college. But you didn't have to add me as a friend on my old Facebook. You know what I mean? You run the other one. So you send me a friend request, and now you be posting all your girlfriends and shit and whatnot, sending me videos or, you know, little stuff. And I'm just like, do you think that makes me feel some type of way? Because it really doesn't. Right. I'm actually happy for you, buddy. If she can make you stop cheating, by all means. You know what I mean? Go right ahead. But that, the day I sacked up your shit was the day I stopped caring.
Exactly. Like, it's okay. Like, yeah, it hurts. Because, like, you know, you still betrayed my trust.
Right.
But, I'll be okay. Like, I'd rather be happy and alone with a puppy and a goldfish before I'm miserable in a relationship with someone that don't care about me. Like, I'm not going to sit here and just let you keep cheating on me. And that's what I had with my ex. Like, even though we had not been together all those years, it was still the same issue. You can't be honest. You can't keep your word. And I told him, I was like, if you mess up this last time, I'm done. There will be no more. And I stuck to it. And he still tries to flirt. And, like, I mean, we had a couple times where we, you know. But I still, like, I shut it down, like, you know, nah, we ain't got to go back down this road again, because I already know where it's going to lead. And even now, I just be looking at him like, boy, why are you still trying? Why? Because you know it ain't going to go nowhere. Why? So, Yeah, that's
just
how that story ends sometimes, you know.
Right. I mean, it happens. And the thing about, like, all of my exes, I'm not really mad at any of them, even if they did do me wrong, if they did lie. Because I just feel like if it didn't work out, it didn't work out. And the one that's for me is for me. I don't want the guy that's for somebody else. You know what I mean? I want the guy that he knows that once he's ready to propose or once he's ready to make me his girlfriend, whatever, however the stages in the situation goes, he knows I'm who he wants. I know who he's who I want. And it's just like no question. No second guessing. You know what I mean? So I just feel like, shoot, it didn't work out. But obviously you have a great relationship with this other person or what looks great from Facebook and Instagram and the things that I stalk on every now and then when I'm bored. So, you know, if that wasn't for me, it just wasn't for me. And I can't be mad about that.
And usually what ends up happening, they look back anyway like, dang, I messed up. Like, they know you're the one that got away.
Oh definitely. Gosh, I agree.
No. That happens every time.
At least I know I ain't, honestly.
My children's father called me and he apologized to me.
Okay, come on. Small victories.
Right?
Baby steps. Small victories. He was like, I was wrong. He says you realize things when you get away from people.
I know, right?
But I seen this meme that was like, I hate when girls try to make me jealous over my ex, and I look back and be like, girl, I'm still mad at my damn self.
You okay, girl. Like, why did I even fall down that rabbit hole? Like, why? But yeah. But speaking of hearing from, I guess I can't call a baby daddy because that's your boyfriend, but I actually heard from my baby daddy. And it's funny because I had texted him on Saturday the number that I have. He always changes his number and doesn't give it to me because he's petty and thinks that I'm going to cause drama in his life. And I don't. I just be asking for money for our child. But anyway, he texts me. I text him on Saturday. Didn't get no text back. And so I think it was yesterday, which was Tuesday, I was looking through my Facebook messages and I had two pending approvals. And one of them was from him talking about, here's my number if you ever want to stop being petty. Which I actually text him all the time because I do be needing shit. So I'd be like, let me just suck it up and be nice to his ass because we need shit. And so I was like, I'm not petty ever really, but I'll go ahead and text him. So I text him and
right.
I
was like,
that's why I'd be like, you act like you do what you're supposed to.
And you don't.
If you did what you're supposed to, I would be nothing but kind to you every time we spoke. But you don't. But I texted him. I said, hey, you know, Hunter's birthday's coming up. If you want to help, I would be greatly appreciative. If not, you're still invited regardless. So just let me know. You know what I mean? That's how I talk to him. I try not to, like, do all that.
Like, I just give him the option.
Sometimes. When I'm in a good mood. If he says the wrong thing or if he be acting funny, like when he comment on my friend's Facebook status with some LOLs and shit trying to be funny. Okay, nigga. You want me to tell your daughter since niggas like being absent so much? I know, right?
Greedy.
But right, we're smashing all this spaghetti.
Definitely a distraction.
And it's not even his.
That's okay. He's fine.
I'm sorry. I just happened to look up and was like, Malik is smashing.
Tip for the moms. Full babies sleep, fall asleep faster and stay asleep all night. So, anything he wants to eat, he has.
Even some gas drops.
Right, and there's more spaghetti in there too if you want to give him some.
Girl, he ain't eating nothing else. He had 7 chicken
nuggets. I was like, he's fine.
Okay, mommy.
So let's talk about. I'm kind of eye hustling on Miss Nika's notes over here. And so I'm just looking at some of the stuff she has. So let's talk about pregnancy.
Pregnancy.
When you guys were pregnant, which you were with your kid, that Janika, when you were pregnant. Did you ever have sex with a man that wasn't your kid's dad?
I did.
Did you?
I did.
What? How about you, Lex? I did. I ain't even gonna lie. Only once. I can't say like I did, but I did. It's only once.
All right. While we sharing, yeah, I did.
I sure did.
It was with my ex. Actually, he knew the situation I was going through, and in his words, he wanted to take care of me. I guess. He was like, I already know you going through over there with them hormones. And I'm just like, please,
right, like, you want to come in on my moment of weakness?
I'm like, but I kind of am, you know. And I'm like, Now, unfortunately, it wasn't all what I thought it was going to be. Damn. And I think it was just one of those, like, yeah, clearly we're not even compatible in this way anymore. Because stuff he was trying to do, it was just like, no, that's not what I like. Like, no. But yeah, it did happen.
It only happened for me once because I lived in Evansville when I was pregnant. When I first got pregnant with Hunter, I think I was like November, December, January, February. So I was like 3-4 months, and I had came home for a weekend and got free tickets to a Pacer game. So me and the guy went to the Pacer game, and then after that we went back to his spot and we did it. And I was horny because at that point me and my baby daddy had kind of severed the ties. So I didn't like the way he reacted when I told him I was pregnant. Blah blah blah. So, we did it, but it was like you said, it was just like, one of those things I was like, we aren't really compatible. You're cute, and I like you as a person, but this is just not it.
I mean, honestly, I think I wouldn't have done if it was like somebody new. This is my ex. I've known him.
Yeah, and I was
14.
Damn.
I'm comfortable with him. Like, we have history. So it's like.
Well, this wasn't somebody new. I had had sex with him before, but it was just like being pregnant. I was just like, you're not doing what I don't know. It just was like annoying to me.
Yeah.
It was like, more annoying.
Like, I was all hyped. Like, okay, you know, like, I'm sure this is going to be cool.
Right. Pregnant pussy must be better. I'm about to pop it off. This shit going to be good.
Like, he was like, he just got up in there. He was just trying to beat it up too much. And I'm like, hold on. I'm sensitive down there now.
Right.
Take it slow. Take your time. Be sensual.
Right. You got to make love to it.
Right. Like, you know, you can do a little fast. But, like, you can't just get up in there just trying to. I'm like, wait a minute.
It's a baby in there.
Like, this ain't working. I was like, this ain't working. And then, like, he was trying to get too rough, and he was trying to slap me. I was like, no, I don't do that.
Right.
I don't do that. And
she said.
I was like, wait a minute. No, this is not going to work.
For me, my second pregnancy, me and my kid's dad, we're not getting along. We didn't like each other. We didn't like each other at all. So,
well, Terrence is looking at you, listening to me, like, really, Miss Nika?
It was a new guy, and I was talking to him before I found out I was pregnant, and I ended up telling him that I was. I mean, you couldn't tell. I was probably like 6 months, and my belly wasn't even poking yet. So,
damn, lucky you.
Yeah, we ended up getting it on. But what made me so frustrated about it was that when their father found out, he like dogged me out. Like, he just made me feel so horrible.
Girl,
and so
trifling.
And I'm like, but where was you at? Like, we weren't getting along. We didn't like each other. We weren't talking to each other very much. It was emotional, and I was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, honestly, I feel like men don't really know what it's like to go through pregnancy alone.
Of course they don't.
Like, because of course, well, they'll never know what it's like to be pregnant. But it's just like,
to deal with the alone is different.
Yes, I don't wish no one to go through pregnancy alone.
The first 3,
it's hard. Like, there's times I wanted to come home and just rest. But I couldn't. Just like, okay, I gotta cook myself dinner. And then even that, when I do lay down, he's kicking and punching and moving.
Mm-hmm.
So my legs are cramping up. I can't get comfortable. I'm hot. The back pain. And it's just like, I wish someone could have been like, babe, what you need? Like,
right, let me rub your stomach.
Right. Let me rub your, or even
let me pop this pillow up under you.
Right. Like, or even if it was just like my child's father, even if he's like, we're not in a relationship. But, like, he's just, like, just there for that support. Like, okay, you too tired to cook, which I'll bring you some food, or I'll come and cook for you.
Take care of my 3 a.m. cravings.
Right,
idea.
I'll run you a bath. Like, you know, like, I'll do the laundry for you. Like, just, I'll take the trash. Like, just, I wish that I had someone to just come and help and do the simple stuff.
I agree. Put together the baby crib, little stuff
I did my baby crib by myself in a matter of 3 days.
I did mine by myself, too.
While I was at least, 6-7 months pregnant? So, I'm putting pieces together and stuff.
Girl,
and it was just like, I was proud of myself. But, you know, I was like, that's just like, yeah, I got this. I'm being a pimp. But at the same time, like, dang, I wish I had a man that could have, like, helped me with this.
Right.
I was getting tired. Like, a man probably would have had that done in a day. But when you're 6 months pregnant, it took me 3 days to do it.
I know, right? I remember telling my mom that all the time, like, oh, I wish I had a boyfriend. I wish I had a man. I need to hurry up and get married so I don't have to do this kind of stuff.
Right. That's why I'm like, and I ain't popping out no more until I say I do.
Okay? My first pregnancy was great. My second pregnancy was rough. We were together, but we might as well have been broken up, basically. So I think that made it even worse because I'm with somebody that can do all that stuff for me, but just
they're not.
Doesn't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he was like, when he found out about me cheating on him, he was like, man, I went around asking women if they would do that, and they said they would never do that. And I was thinking, they lying.
Right. Give them the opportunity.
Right. Mm-hmm.
These hoes ain't walked a mile, let alone in my shoes.
Do
shit.
But yeah, exactly.
I don't know. If you're single and pregnant, then why not? We got needs too.
Well, you
if
know,
niggas ain't taking 9 months
off again.
For real.
It's true. And just wrap it up so nobody get nothing in case you're both still single. And there you go. But like, I saw there's a movie, Jennifer Lopez, and it's so funny. When I was pregnant, my friend was like, "You need to watch this movie." And I was like, "What is it?" It's called The Backup Plan.
Oh my gosh, and it's so funny.
Like, yes, it is. Okay, so Jennifer Lopez, she's like, "I'm tired of waiting around. I want to have a baby." So she gets artificially inseminated. She doesn't know, she just gets, you know, sperm donor, doesn't know the child's father is, so she can have a baby. Like, literally the same day, like, right after her artificial insemination point, he pushed it up in her, she meets a guy. Like, literally in the cab. They end up meeting up again, liking each other. Soon as they start liking each other, finds out she's pregnant.
Damn.
And then, like, they have a date, they end up having sex. So, like, she tells him, and he's like, "It could have happened that fast." So then she explained the whole situation. But because he really liked her, he was like, "You know, right, I'm going to stay in this with you." Then come to find out, she was having twins. And
damn.
He steps up and, you know, he's helping find the strollers. He's being there for her. Like, he's literally stepping up and being the dad because he cares about her that much. Now, they went through, like, a little breakup spell. But it ends up on a happy ending. But I just feel like, you know, in that situation, I would be cool with that. Like,
right,
the man, regardless, the man's coming in and stepping up. If the father's not around or in that situation is unknown because of the artificial insemination, why not? Like,
well,
you're
so happy, you know what? It's, I always meet guys who say stuff like, you know, I met, well, not always, but I've met a few guys who will say stuff like, you know, I met my girlfriend when her baby was 3 months old, or I met her when she was, you know, XYZ months pregnant and stuff. And I'm always thinking in the back of my head, like, how did you overcome that? Or what was her situation that made you think that, you know, this is fine and I can go ahead and step in and be the dad? Because that's a big responsibility. You don't know if you're going to even like the person, let alone to come in and accept a child, too.
Right. I think it just comes down to, like, mature, like, here's another. So, I meant to talk about this one time on web, so, but I've got to remember now because it fits. So, I was 6 months pregnant. And you can see my bump is there. Like, I'm in my little sweatsuit at the grocery store getting food. I'm in the pasta aisle. And, you know, I catch, you know, like, you know, like when you're, like, trying to get around. So I'm like, "Oh, excuse me, I'm just trying to get to this right here." There was this guy, and I could tell he was older. And I was like, "Hey, he is coming. He look good, you know." But I was like, I'm pregnant. Like, clearly I'm sure he sees I'm pregnant. Apparently, he did not notice or care to look at that because he did a double take and was like, "Excuse me." And I was like, "Yes." And he was like, "Do you mind if I ask, but do you have a boyfriend?" I was like, "Does he not see this big old belly sticking out? Wait a minute." And at first, I didn't hear him. So I was like, "You know, can you come closer, come again?" He's like, "I was wondering, do you have a boyfriend?" I was like, "No," because I was like, what do I say? Like, I don't have a boyfriend, but I'm clearly 6 months pregnant, but he's still trying to talk to me. And he's like, "Well, you know, you're very beautiful. How old are you?" I was like, "I'm 25. And I was like, "How old are you?" Because I'm like, he looked older. And he was like 38. I was like,
damn.
I was thinking like 32, 33, but I was like, 38? I was like, "What you want with my 25-year-old 6 month pregnant ass?"
Right.
"There's nothing I can even do for you right now."
The good old pregnant pee. He said, "That's a nice, fine young thing."
He was like really determined. Asked me for my number. I said, "Well, I don't know if you can tell, but I'm 6 months pregnant here." He was like, "Oh, I didn't even really notice." He's like, "Well, we can still be friends."
See,
I said, "Friends? Wait a minute.
Oh, nasty goat."
I was like, "Well, how old are you?" He's like, "I'm 38. I was like, "Ooh." And he was like, "That's too old." And I was like, "Yeah, you could be my daddy, bro. I can't."
Damn.
"You'd be a young daddy, but I still can't." Like, you 10 plus years. I'm like, "I can't even do it, bro. I can't even do it." He's like, "Well, I understand, but, you know," I was like, "I was just hoping." I was like, "Well,
hope your ass home."
I was like, "Right." And I was like, "Dang, he was fine." And I had people tell me, "Girl, you should have went ahead and did that.
I would at least took his number and seen what he had to say."
Maybe. I would be like, "Dang, he probably could have paid a bill or two, a daycare for a couple weeks.
You silly.
Paid up for a month. You never know." But it did kind of give me some comfort. I said, "I got the juice, and I got this full belly. Okay, now." So maybe
it depends on the person. I really think it does.
Right. Definitely. Yeah, I had guys that approached me when I was pregnant too, and I was just like, this is awkward. Men was like, you're having such a beautiful pregnancy. My God. Mm-hmm. That's what white guys would say. And I'd be like,
my God. That sounds like a white guy. My God.
I didn't want to go nowhere. I went to work. 12 weeks. But as far as like going to the club and stuff, but after that, the only place I went was to work. I would just
I went to work and out to eat and to the mall. That's all I did. Yeah.
And I did not want to go to the mall.
I was the mall time. I was trying to buy Hunter clothes.
Like, I did stuff with friends. Like, one of my friends, like, she had like a, for Memorial Day, her family was getting together in Chicago, and she invited me and other friends. Like, I went with them and did that. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's simple. I can, we was in Hyde Park. I could walk around, went to see the little beach water right there. You know, that was like something chill, you know. Like, I did stuff like that.
Yeah, I kept it. I mean, I went out until I was probably about, do I dare say, 6 months. I had, like, a little bump when I stopped going out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like, when I can't hide this no more.
Yeah. People started to say.
That's when I got to stick to just stuff at the house.
Right, people started to say, are you pregnant? That's when I was like, okay, I guess it's time for me to sit my ass down. But I was single, so I was like, shit, I'm single.
Bored.
What am I gonna do? Sitting at home.
All my other friends
moved back home with my mama. I don't want to sit home and hear her mouth all the time. So shit, I was like, fuck this. I gotta get out of here.
Right.
I need to go shake some ass and find a baby, a daddy for this baby.
Going out when I was pregnant.
Oh, look at little me, myself, and Judy. That big old booty.
Oh, let me see. Okay, Nika, girl. Right. All these cars.
Let me see one more time.
Shaking.
Nika is showing us her throwbacks to back. She looks so young and innocent in the face. Now you look like you're, I don't know. Took a couple like, down.
She's like, if only y'all, like, if only y'all knew.
Right? I'm just playing, though.
Terrence.
So what other double standards are there out there? Let's see. We talked about cheating. We talked about sex, kind of. We talked about... I should never bought this sucker. I've been eating a sucker, and every child in here has walked up and thought it was theirs. And it's mine. Sorry. Y'all
Terrence
can be
just grabbing everything he sees. I think I shouldn't have gave him this juice, because I think he all won right now. Right. His arms is just a flapping.
Come through, Miss Nika. I don't have it. It's gone. All gone.
It's gone.
So, I think there's a double standard. It still has to do with cheating, but when it comes to forgiving, because I remember I was talking to my sister about my ex cheating on me one time. And I was like, he's mad at me because I cheated on him, but I'm mad at him because he cheated on me, but I cheated on him too. She was like, so it's different. Like she said, it's so different when a man cheats on a woman than when a woman cheats on a man. As far as acceptance goes. Like how we talked about, it's emotional if a woman cheats. A man should be more understanding of when a woman cheats, but when a man cheats, we should just leave him. Instead of trying to work it out.
Because, see, I've always heard the opposite. Women should try to stay and work it out because that's who he is, and men should just leave.
Well, I think maybe depending on every situation. So, like, I feel like if, like, someone is heartily, like, truly sorry for what they're doing and they plan on not, they really aren't going to do it again, then I do believe in staying and working out, especially if you're married, because we took vows for better or for worse.
Ain't that it?
Now, like, if you truly break my trust to the point where it's just no getting it back, like, if you demean me or make me feel like I was inferior, if you, you know, break, well, I would pray you don't bring back nothing, because then I might go to jail. But if you, you know, get them pregnant and now there's another child, it's just like, nah, that's where, because it's like, it's already bad enough that you cheated on me, but now you're completely breaking just like everything we had, you know, just to the next, like to the 10th degree. Like you just did not care at all. Right. You didn't care if she had another child. You didn't care how I would feel if, you know, she came knocking on the door and just blew up the whole spot. You know, you didn't care if she enough to wrap it up to not only think of yourself, but to think of me, because you're coming back to me and laying down with me, and here I'm thinking you faithful. You could have HIV and I don't even know it. Like Janet Jackson got it for Color Girls.
Right.
Like, you know, it was like he was not only cheating, but then he was also on the down low, and he didn't even care enough about his life or her life to just be, you know, be
wrap
safe. Just wrap it up at least.
Bare minimum.
Right. And it's like, out of everything, you know, like I said, it's already bad enough you're cheating on me. So clearly, I don't know about their respect, but at least have at least that much respect for me in my life to think of me in that way. Because what if it was me and I came back and brought you something?
Right.
You would be pissed. Like, pissed off. So it's just like, don't do something to someone that you knew if it happened to you, you would be pissed about it.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%. I was going to say something, but I just slipped my mind.
I'll say, I'm trying to think. Any other, like, double standards? I feel there, let's see. Let's say another double standard. I would say as far as going out, I feel like moms are expected to not be able to turn up too much.
Right.
But fathers can go out with their boys. They can go play cards. They can, you know, do what they want. But if, like, the mom's turning up too much or going out too much, then it's right. You know? I also sometimes feel like there's double standards and contradiction as far as a woman, her sexuality, and how sexy she wants to look and be. I feel like we have these pressures, and that's why I put on my post, like, we have this pressure. We are expected to snap back and get snatched, like, ASAP, you know, and that was, like, a part of the reason why I had felt distraught, because I was like, I want to, you know, I do want to snap back. I want to get back to where I was before I lost weight, and when I didn't see it really happening like I thought it was supposed to, I got really discouraged. Like, dang, now I'm gonna look a hot mess in Vase. And it don't help it when you got skinny friends. Right. When you thinking you got smaller friends, you'll be like, oh, now I'm about to be the big bitch. Like, no.
Right.
I don't want to be the big bitch. Like, no, I don't want that. You know.
Kiki's fat friend.
Right. You know. And then it's like, or you don't want to be the mom that has lost it. Or,
right.
You know, like, she just gave, just lost and gave up. And
my mom used to
give herself
to me
away.
Stop looking like you just gave up on life.
Yeah.
Damn. Shit, I thought I did something today.
Exactly. You know. But again, even if a man is somehow sloppy and probably got a gut or whatever, there is some woman out there desperate enough to still take him.
Yes.
But yeah, we have all these pressures. You don't hear nobody telling, okay, as a dad, you gotta work out 5 times a week, you gotta stay buff, you gotta keep this up. That's you don't true. Hear that for
and
dads.
And nothing happens to their body. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So they don't even have to, you know, they don't have to go through all that, and they don't have to deal with the backlash after it's over.
Exactly.
Because while you're pregnant, everybody's, oh, isn't this such a beautiful time? It's such a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
And after you have the baby, girl, when you gonna do something about that? When you gonna get in the gym? You know?
Because
mm-hmm.
that's all I thought about my second pregnancy was, like, I already knew I was being cheated on.
Oh, so, when you know that you know.
Yeah. So right. afterwards, I was like, I gotta lose this weight, and I have to not look like what I'm going through.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a big pressure for me, and I ended up doing it, but I wish I didn't feel that way. Mm-hmm. Like, I just had to do it. I wish I would have just felt comfortable with myself and secure enough to not worry about the bitch and what she looked like.
Because
I knew who the girl was. But the pressure of being a woman.
I know. It's a lie.
It's a lie.
It's funny because somebody asked earlier today about the pressure of being a man. And I was like, you know, probably is a lot of pressure because you guys have naturally looked at as the leader. And so there's a lot of pressure for you to be the head of everything. But you know what? It's a lot of pressure being a woman because as the picky, as I call it, you know, men are the... Stop, Peanut. Men are the pickers. We're the picky. So as the picky, it's like there's always this competition like, you know, will I get picked? And am I going to be this or that? Am I going to be small enough? I already have kids, so let me make sure I'm taking care of them when I actually have something going for myself, because I don't want any of those kids that doesn't have anything.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So it's just like, it's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of pressure being a woman.
And don't let yourself go in your relationship, because that's already pressure enough. We got to stay sexy for our man. We
right.
got to
keep it fresh.
Spicy. Right. Keep it fresh. And I do believe in keeping it spicy, because you don't want
right,
to get bored.
I don't get bored myself.
I was like, right, I don't want things to get boring. But it's like, you know, okay, if I'm in the gym three times a week, is he coming with me? Like,
right.
I don't want my man to get sloppy either. And not that it's all about having muscles and a six pack, but I like, if I'm putting this work to keep myself fit for myself and look good, because I know you like my, you know, my hourglass figure, then, you know, take enough consideration to what I like and the fact that I like that you have, you know, this in shape physique. I'm not saying you gotta be a bodybuilder, but, you know, like, don't let yourself go like because you didn't got comfortable,
right? Right, yeah, I agree. Our babies are definitely turning up.
They are. I think they had too much juice.
So, I finally thought of a double standard that works in women's favor.
Ooh, yay!
And it's probably the only one that's out there. And I will say, with clothes and fashion and style and branding, men, I won't say they almost have to wear name brands, but you almost have to, if you're a guy, almost have to buy name brand or closer to name brand stuff to dress nice. Whereas women, we can go to like Rainbow or the Dots isn't around, but somewhere else in
Vine. I love the Dots.
I used to love Dots too. Gosh, somebody just put it on the Facebook status recently, what reminded me of it. But women can get dressed for a lot cheaper and we can look nice for a lot cheaper than men. That's the only good double standard I can think for women.
Look at you with your Coach bag. Like, he liked when women wore labels. I was like,
it
ain't the one for
him. Right, not at all. I got kids, bro. It's not even a... And look, as we're talking about fashion, Malik walks up in some sunglasses like, check me out, baby. Because he's fly. But I think that's the only one that works in our favor. Maybe there are others.
There might be others. I would say...
Maybe...
Hard one to think of.
I know we kind of talked about this. There, I feel like on the other side of things, there are people who are sympathetic towards single mothers because they do understand what we have to go through.
That's true.
And be ready to ride out for you when the baby father ain't acting right.
But maybe like in the workplace, I feel like a single father might be more, that might work out and benefit more.
You said in the workplace?
Mm-hmm.
How so?
Well, my boss's boss was a single dad, so people are like, well, you know, David was a single father. That's one of the first things they bring up when they talk about him.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like there might be more urgency. This might not make any sense. I have a hard time relaying what I'm thinking in my head.
Me too, sometimes.
Say if there's like an emergency, I think a single father might be looked down upon. You know what? I take that back. Because y'all remember the Daddy's Girls movie?
Daddy's Little Girls.
Yes. Yeah, Daddy's Little Girls. When he was driving that car and he had an issue with his daughter. Gabrielle Union was acting all bougie and was like, oh my gosh, he has kids.
Right. But then she, at the hospital, she saw that he truly was trying to take care of him. That the mom, in that case, see, baby mama, that's it, but baby mama. Tasha, I almost didn't like Tasha Smith in that after No Mo, because she played the evil baby mama to the T, hunty. I was like, okay, I'm about to not like you no more. But yeah, like he really was trying to take care of his kids, and when she saw that the mom was, you know, rolling with this drug dealer and making his life miserable when he was really trying to be an upstanding man, she was like, oh, okay. Oh, now I feel bad now.
Right.
Something that works out in both favors is, I think, a dad on his shit and a mom on hers.
Definitely. I agree. Especially even if they're not together. You know what I mean?
Right.
If they're together, it's great. But if they're not, and you see that they can just be mature and they deal with each other on a mature basis and they take care of the kids and they maintain a good relationship for the sake of the kids, and they can, you know, as they're dropping off and picking up the kids, they can sit and talk for 10, 15 minutes about what the kids did all week, what they need, how each other's parents are doing, catching up with family. You know what I mean? It's just like, okay, yeah, it didn't work out, but there's no hard feelings and there's no love lost. And I can respect that all day long.
Mm-hmm. Yep, me too.
One of the things you just made me think about with the comparison with Tasha and Gabrielle Union was, why do other women make it so hard on single moms? I feel like it's
a good question.
I read Facebook statuses and Twitter, it's the women that want to tear down the single moms more than the men. And it's just like, but you're dating a single dad. You on the single dad's dick right now, liking all his pics, trying to get at him and stuff. And guess what? The single dads are in the club just as more, if not more, than the single mom.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just like, you gonna get your day in the sun, baby girl. Wait till somebody knocks you up.
Right. I think that's what it's like. You don't know until you're in it. You know,
right.
At the end, or you don't know unless you've been raised by a single mother.
Right.
So, like I say, I've been raised by a single mother now, and I am a single mother. So it's like, I saw the struggle, and I know what it's like. You know, when my mom, you know, she would try to do stuff. There was stuff she wanted to do for her, but she would put on hold to make sure I had what I needed. And, you know, so it's like, I completely get that. And I saw the struggle of, you know, her dating, and, you know, she would meet guys, but no one was ever really about the right. And her having to watch my dad move on while she's still trying to find happiness herself.
And raise a child at the same time.
You know, she's also trying to figure out her job and career and things like that, and trying to, you know, have finances together.
Right.
So it's like, I get it. So I can respect the struggle of the single mother because I saw it, I lived with it, and now I'm doing it. But for someone who may have been raised in a two-parent household, has maybe never has had the struggle or know what it means to struggle, they look at a single mom like, oh, well, you brought that upon yourself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times it's like,
We have sometimes, I think it's assumed that someone got pregnant because we didn't use the condom. Well, the condom could have broke.
Right.
And you just didn't know it. Like, let's not assume that we were just being irresponsible. Like, now, I ain't got no shame in my game. We did not use protection. We got caught up in the moment.
But guess what? It is what it is. Two people did not use
exactly.
Protection. So that's my issue. The blame always falls on the woman.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know he loves shit when you had the baby. Blame on the woman. Mm-hmm. You need to be at home and not in the club with your baby. Blame on the woman when the daddy probably in the club too. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? It's just like, I just hate that. And I just hate that it comes from women, because I just feel like we as women need to be supporters for each other, because yeah. it's not a women against men thing, but mm-hmm. we can empathize with each other better. And we know each other's experiences better than a man would. So it's just, it's kind of disheartening to me. And it kind of just makes me think, come on, sis. You right. might be one of us one day. So right. you should just, you know.
And I think, just, and even if you aren't, as a woman, you should just support another woman who is trying to do right by their child. Regardless. Right. Because we're women. Like and they, we already got it bad because we're women. And if you're a black woman, that's a double negative in itself.
Right.
Because society don't really care about us. We're right. at the bottom of the totem pole below the white women. So. Right. If anything, we definitely should be uplifting and empowering each other just because of that alone, you know?
I agree. So, it looks like it's a full moon because all the kids are starting to act crazy like they do. But we love them anyway. They're sweet. I can't wait for Hunter's birthday party so they can all come over and play. But we're going to go ahead and wrap this thing up. Any closing thoughts, ladies?
Don't be a stalker on Instagram.
Oh, that was a specific
right?
advice.
Have you been getting stalked?
Right.
Yeah. How about we do a look around and tell them why you're mad before we go?
Okay. Oh, yes. I was looking forward to that.
Y'all go first, because I got to figure out why I'm mad.
I'm mad because I curved this guy, and he added me. I blocked him on Instagram. I blocked him on everything, and he added me twice on almost every social media outlet from a different account after I curved him. Like, he just won't let it go. Let it go!
Right.
Let it go.
I'm mad, and this is going to probably seem real simple and petty, but I am mad because I don't feel like the stores cater to us big feet women. I'm going to go on a rant real quick. So when I was looking on vacation for shoes, I was struggling. I am a size 10. I got big boats. I have a wide foot.
And she's tall.
And I'm tall. So, you know, and I'm thick. So I can't wear
Amazon.
So, you know, I can't wear the real skinny high heels. Like, I love to wear heels, wedges, all that. But I have to go with what's comfortable. Else all my feet are going to be dying.
Right.
Everything's going to be dying by the end of the night. I went to Charlotte Russe 1 week, found 2 pairs of shoes. They was on sale. You know, it's a little tight, but it's going to stretch as I wear. Keep wearing, you know, break them in. Next week, I go, can't find nothing. Every shoe I thought I had in the 10, turns out they didn't have it. And then they kill me with, well, can you wear a 9?
Oh, bitch, the fuck you thought?
No, bitch, I can't.
I've done that before, bought an 8.
No, I can't. If I'm sitting here looking for 10s, how in the world do you think I'm going to wear a 9? That's a whole size down. Right. I can't even do a 9.5. So what you need to do is have more shoes in my size. Then she tells me, well, we only carry one shoe at one size 10 in every shoe. There are multiple people with size 10s out here. And if you have it could be a size 10, but if it's a 10 medium, I'm still stuck. So then I gotta try to go to 11. But then I may not have the foot length of an 11, depending on how that shoe is made. Mm-hmm. I had to get sandals that were a size 12 because the shoe ran small. I'm starting my own shoe line.
Girl, do it.
Look.
Let's find you a designer.
Untapped market, and I'm about to get this money.
Look, she says she draw. Damn.
I'm so serious. So that was my rant. That is my rant right there. And on top of that, since I didn't have a baby, I'm sure my feet are fluctuating. You know, they may swell up a little bit. I don't know what they're doing. So y'all just need to cater to me. Cater to me. That's all I'm saying. And rant's over. I'm good.
So I'm going to tell y'all why I'm mad. I really don't have a real reason, so I just came up with this. But it's not made up. So, I am switching jobs. I won't say where I work because I don't want to get nobody in trouble, even though if I wanted to do something, I could, but I ain't going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But you will not be my boss and offer to be my sugar daddy. And when I decline and tell you, no, thank you, have a fiance, and jokingly say, oh, no, you got a fiance, I don't want that karma, and jokingly walk out the office, you won't then treat me like shit every fucking day after that.
Oh, wow.
And then try to rub it in my face with the other bitches that work you messing with. You want me to do that, bro.
Isn't that technically sexual harassment?
That's why I said if I wanted to do something, I could and probably shut this whole thing down. But I'm not a vindictive person like that. So I'm going to just take my new job and be happy and move on and count my little peanuts up.
Well, amen for the new job.
That's why I'm mad. I'm mad because niggas can't take rejection. Like, just take any. You never know. Maybe I would have came around and not rejected you. But now you done show me you a bitch, so I can't even do it. So, yeah, that's why I'm mad. Because y'all don't know how to take rejection. And you fuck it up for yourselves in the long run. But this was Ladies Night, episode 6. Thanks for listening to us. Please continue to listen, like, subscribe, comment, tell us what you want to hear about. Tell us what you like. We can try to do something with these kids, but if we don't, at least you are familiar with them now. You know what they sound like.
Right.
They like your little cousins. So, thanks for listening to Ladies Night. This is Lauren Enchanted.
Miss Nika.
Alex. Alex, and we will talk to you all next week. All good night, or good day, whatever time it is for you. Bye-bye.